Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code r/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code r/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP's father is a P-word. Am I the butthole for calling my dad a P-word? I'm 15 and my dad is 38, and he just dropped a huge bomb. He said that he's dating the 16-year-old daughter of his friend, a 38-year-old woman. A friend that he used to date, too. She isn't very happy about it, and neither are their mutual friends. He vented about it to me, saying that they're being unfair to him. I just said, "What did you expect, Jacob Black?" As he went on about how he did nothing wrong and he told me that he was going to give them a piece of his mind, I told him that most people won't listen to a P-word. That's when he snapped at me. He quickly got in my face and said that it's P- Yo, okay. He quickly got in my face and said that it's only P-word if the girl is prepubescent. But if the girl is already 16, then you shouldn't slander me. She's over the age of consent where we live, and I haven't done anything wrong. Yo, OP, I don't know if you're a guy or a girl, but either way, you gotta go live with your mom, or your grandparents, or your uncle. Anyone else? And why is he venting to you about this? This is a really adult, complicated problem, and he's using his 15-year-old son/daughter who knows as his therapist. Yo, this guy is just an ocean of red flags. OP, you gotta run. You gotta leave the building. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your dad the rare 5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for asking my wife to quit her job because she kissed her boss? It all started a few months ago. My wife, who's 40, told me that her boss is madly in love with her. My wife and I laughed about it. We joked about it. I said, "That's a great compliment. Good for you. Just be careful." I knew they were good friends, and I trusted my wife 110%. Fast forward a few weeks later. Her boss called her at 9 p.m. at night. I said, "Just pick up. Maybe it's important." She didn't, and she overly reacted. "No, I'm here with you." Then she opened her messages and was trying to delete a message. At that moment, I grabbed the phone and read the messages. She was furious, accusing me of breaching her privacy and such. That's when I saw it. Messages from him saying, "I miss you," and hearts being sent back and forth. She lied that they were just friends, and as I know, he's in love with her. So, according to her, nothing to worry about. I made her swear on our children that they didn't kiss. And there it was, silence. She admitted it. A few days later, I got more and more details from her. They kissed multiple times. He kissed her multiple times on the neck and hugged her for long periods. No intercourse. I think I believe that part. You have to know, my wife is very insecure about work. She's only had jobs for 1 or 2 years, and finally, she landed this job where everything was great. So I was very supportive in every way. I started working less so I could be there for our 3 kids, and she could work more. She genuinely loves her job, I can tell. So we both agreed for her to continue working there. It was a very small company. But man, it was difficult. I had to constantly look over her shoulder about who she was messaging. It wasn't great for our marriage. Then everything went south. We went on a family trip, just the kids and us. In hindsight, she texted him back and forth every single day. He would text things like, "I wish I knew you earlier." She was so distracted the whole holiday. Directly after the holiday, we agreed that she could only continue to work there if they kept it professional. With this agreement, I felt a bit better. And now, this weekend, I found out that they call each other every day, including Saturday and Sunday, behind my back. She said that they're sharing feelings because she feels safe with him, not with me, and he understands me. She also said that she has certain feelings for him. Now, I'm just done with it. I asked her to quit seeing him completely or I would leave the relationship because I can't handle it anymore, the lying. She's furious at me, saying that I want to put her in a cage and what kind of monster I am to decide which friend she has. To be clear, I have never made her into friendship before now. Also, she thinks that I won't take the children away from her completely. Obviously, I won't, and that I'll ruin her financially. I won't. Am I really a monster for asking her to quit contact with her boss? OP, dude, you have got to grow a backbone here. Your wife kisses her boss and you're like, well, okay, I guess you can keep working there. Then she keeps texting and calling your boss while you're on a family vacation and you're like, that kind of hurts my feelings. I'm not like really comfortable with that. Dude, grow a spine and dump her. What outcome are you expecting out of this? OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your wife 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for working less after my divorce, even though it means my ex gets less child support? For the last 10 years, I've been working my butt off to earn money so my family could enjoy an excellent standard of living. This was apparently the wrong thing to do, since it led to my wife deciding that since I was never home, she should bang other dudes. When I work out of town, I earn about $240,000 a year. Where I live, child support based off of $240,000 a year comes out to $3,300 monthly. Since my divorce, I went for 50-50 custody, and I now work in town, so I only earn about $100,000 yearly. So now, my child support is actually only $800 a month. My ex is going nuts because she's not getting what she thought that she would. My lawyer tried explaining to her that child support is based on income, and since I'm not working crazy hours to make lots of money for vacations and a huge house, I don't need to earn as much. She's telling everyone what a butthole I am for cutting back on my work to deprive my kids. That is BS. I have my kids half the time, and since I can't be out of town, I earn less. My kids have everything they need. Am I the butthole? Okay, so to call a guy a butthole when he earns $100,000 and pays child support and cares for his kids 50-50 is bonkers. I don't even understand why OP is paying child support when he has 50-50 custody. That doesn't make any sense to me. I thought child support typically got paid when the person who doesn't have the kids has to pay the person who does have the kids more. I gotta wonder, how much money is the ex-wife making to contribute to the family? My guess, 0. Oh, no, I'm wrong. Down in the comments, OP clarifies that OP's wife is a teacher. Wow. Also, OP talks about his work schedule, and it was bonkers. He worked 14 days on, 7 days off, and when he was working, he worked 12 and a half hour days. Anyways, OP, I feel really sorry for you, man. This is one of those, like, really classic horror stories of marriage where one partner basically does everything they can for the family and the other one just completely disrespects the family. Super sad. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your trashy wife 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for refusing to allow my daughter around my brother-in-law for something he did years ago and leaving my husband because of it? Back when my brother-in-law was 28, he had a relationship with a 15-year-old girl. He ended up in prison for 12 years on kidnapping and R-word charges. He just got out 2 years ago, and 3 months ago, he moved back to our home state. Now, my husband and I have a 13-year-old daughter, almost 14. Technically, it's his stepdaughter. I absolutely refuse to allow my brother-in-law around her. Everyone in the family is extremely pissed at me because he did his time and paid his dues. And they've tried convincing me several times that what my brother-in-law did was a one-time thing. And that since my brother-in-law is mentally delayed due to childhood trauma, that he really didn't understand that what he did was wrong. Because mentally, he was on the same page as the 15-year-old girl. I refuse to buy into these excuses and have stood firm behind not allowing this man near my kid. I don't care if he openly admits that it was a mistake and is apologetic. He still R-worded a kid who's close in age to my daughter. Well, yesterday, the family called us and said they needed to have a family discussion and asked to come over, which I allowed. My mother-in-law, father-in-law, and sister-in-law were all there and said that our niece's 12th birthday is coming up next week and they want us all to attend, but that also my brother-in-law would be there. They asked that I put up with it for a few hours for my niece's sake. And they said, "We'll make sure that John isn't around your daughter. We'll pay close attention." And basically just begged me to put it behind me for just a few hours. I said, "Absolutely not." They all have this belief that he's reformed. So I do not trust them to keep an eye on my kid because they all think that he's cured and that he wouldn't do that to family. They left pissed off. Well, I walked by the bathroom last night and I heard my husband crying. I knock on the door and I found him sitting on the edge of the tub. He unleashed a world of hurt on me. He said that he's effing sick of being caught in the middle of all this BS, and he feels like I'm making him choose between his entire family and me because his brother will be at all the events from this point forward. So he knows that he won't be able to go because of it. He said that he's pissed at all of us and he's starting to hate us all because we won't shut up and stop giving him ultimatums. To be clear, I have not given him an ultimatum. I simply walked out and went to my mother's with my kid. I know that my husband is hurt right now, but I will never tolerate the lack of concern for my own child after what that man did. Am I wrong here? OP, not only are you 1,000,000% justified, I can't believe your family is letting this guy around his 12-year-old niece. I'm going to read this top comment from Not Rick Just Me. "I had to cut off my brother for the same reason. Just like you, I needed to keep my 3 kids safe because he was into boys and girls before lockup. Everyone was mad at me, said that he changed, but I didn't care. I kept my family away. Then, he got a girlfriend who had 2 young daughters. He went back to jail soon after, again for molestation. Then, several nieces and nephews came forward." Yeah, OP, you get an easy peasy, rock solid 0 out of 5 buttholes. You'd be the butthole if you did allow your daughter around this guy. I'm giving your husband 3 out of 5 buttholes for being a whiny baby, and his family 3.5 out of 5 buttholes for defending a guy like that. Am I the butthole for not telling my son that his brother passed away? So, for background, my youngest son slept with his brother's wife. After my oldest son found out, he and his wife got a divorce, and my youngest son married her 1 year later. My oldest son, who was 33, had cancer and passed away 3 weeks ago. Over the months leading up to his death, my youngest son, who's 30, and his wife have been trying to reconcile with my oldest. But my oldest always made it known that he wanted nothing to do with them. He specifically told me that they were unforgiven and that he wouldn't forgive them just to ease their guilt. Whenever I would bring up the idea of reconciling, he would get mad at me, so I stopped trying. I just kept telling my youngest and his wife that they had to accept that he wanted nothing to do with them and they needed to move on. When my oldest son passed away, I didn't tell my youngest son or his wife to honor my oldest son's wishes. My oldest son always made it clear that they didn't deserve to mourn him in life and didn't deserve to mourn him in death either. About 1 week ago, my youngest saw his brother's obituary and called me, screaming for not telling him that his brother had passed. He told me that I denied him the opportunity to make things right and that I should have told him that his brother passed. I told him that it would have been disrespectful for him to even come in the first place, because his older brother wouldn't have wanted him there. He hung up on me and blocked my number. My wife told me that she feels guilty for not telling him, and that we should have given him the opportunity to say goodbye to his brother. I told her that it would be disrespectful of us to do so, because our oldest made it clear that he didn't want them to come. She told me that she understands, but she's upset that our youngest is mad at us and that we should try to put everything behind us to heal. I told her that what our youngest did was unforgivable and that I wasn't going to allow him to disrespect his brother in life and in death as well. My wife has been crying constantly because our son blocked us and she started blaming me as well. I'm hurt, but I don't regret what I did or even see what I did wrong. I feel like my youngest should just take accountability for his actions instead of blaming everyone else. Yo, OP, your youngest son is a douchebag. The entitlement on this dude. He literally steals his brother's wife and then is like, okay, well, are you ready to get over it yet? What's the big deal? Let's all be friends. Let's all be buddies. Man, what an a-hole. OP, I'm sorry for your loss, and you're completely justified in fulfilling your son's wishes. I'm giving you and your older son 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your youngest son and his wife get 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.